During this morning's virtual event, NDSU Carrington Research Extension Center crop specialist Greg Endres discussed the pros and cons of dry bean production and marketing.
So the pros on dry bean include that the crop is adapted to the most areas of North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota. In particular, those areas that are arid, well-drained soils are very important, and low-salt soils. And certainly profit potential is there. Crop rotation. For people out in the western part of the state that grow pulses, dry bean are a real nice substitute for those. Another nice fit is that the timing of planting and harvest, most of our crops are a cool season. We push hard to get those in as early as possible. And dry beans will perform very well planted in late May and well into June.
Endres added that there are a few factors farmers should consider before adding dry beans into their crop rotation.
Increased direct costs compared to soybean. Plant establishment is a little more challenging compared to soybean. It's difficult to have full season weed control. We have a limited number of herbicides. They're okay as soil applied, but post applied in particular for broadleaf weeds are very slim. And the canopy will not close generally. Disease, certainly a challenge. Be prepared for numerous sprayer passes. This might be new for some people, because we may have quite a number of passes for herbicide application, for fungicide application, maybe insecticide.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Overby on the Red River Farm Network.